I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. The Southern Poverty Law Center has its own wish list for the current legislative session. The SPLC's 2016 legislative guide focuses on issues like education, economics, and equal rights. The guide doesn't just outline problems, it also offers possible solutions. Rhonda Brownstein is the legal director of the Southern Poverty Law Center. She says more state money should be allocated to education and not jails.
We need to stop bleeding the state budget to feed the huge incarceration that we have in the state and start diverting some of that money where it's really needed, which is in our public schools. Prison spending has increased by 171%.
The SPLC's guide is available to the public online at their website. A mental health patient at Athens Limestone Hospital died after police used a taser on him a week before. Athens Police Chief Floyd Johnson says his department received a call earlier this month asking for help with a patient who was reportedly out of control in the hospital's emergency room. The man was allegedly fighting with medical staff who were attempting to give him a mental health exam. Responding officers told the man's mother they would need to deploy a taser to subdue him, and she agreed. The man then began having trouble breathing. He died later that week. Autopsy results are still pending. Athens police officials said the whole altercation was captured on an officer's body camera. The man's identity has not yet been released, and the Alabama Bureau of Investigation is currently looking into the incident. The rules are changing along some of Alabama's Gulf Coast beaches. The communities of Gulf Shores and Orange Beach are instituting a new policy called Leave Only Footprints. Any items left on the beach overnight will be considered abandoned and will be disposed of. Grant Brown is the public information officer for the city of Gulf Shores. He says this new initiative not only helps with public safety, it also helps out wildlife.
It's a benefit for really all beachgoers because the beaches are really an asset that everybody should be able to enjoy and to utilize. And if we can keep strong attention to the natural environment and to protecting the environment and making sure that people are respectful, we feel like it will help the whole tourism industry and the whole experience that beachgoers have when they come to our beaches.
Brown says the city will try to recycle as many of these discarded items as possible. The Leave Only Footprints policy also includes the Gulf State Park. And a wildfire burning in Jackson County, Mississippi since last week has spread into an Alabama marsh that officials say can't be reached with fire equipment. Officials say yesterday's rain should help containment efforts. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service expects the 4,000-acre blaze to be fully under control by Friday. Now your forecast.
After some early morning clouds, this afternoon sunshine returns. Temperatures topping out in the 60s. Tonight getting cooler. Overnight lows back in the upper 30s to low to mid 40s along the Gulf Coast. Upper 30s to the north. Wednesday will top out in the low 60s, upper 50s for North Alabama. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.